This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Holidays at Disneyland. Let's do this. This hour's code word is season. As in, tis the season. S-E-A-S-O-N. Take the word season and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for a chance at a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort and the grand prize vacation. Oh, this would be a good one. It's for you and three guests. 4 3-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is season. So in 1989, on this day, it was the San Francisco earthquake in the World Series between the A's and the Giants. Mm. And 35 years ago today, when I at the time I was, I guess what it would have been, I would have been like in St. Louis. So this friend of mine, Annie Ash, who worked at the jazz station here in town, she had just moved to town to take this gig. So, and maybe if you, I don't know if you listen to, you know, what is it called? Soft jazz? Cool, smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
Yeah.
So she's still there?
No. She moved away. But she was there for a number of years. Mm. And she had just moved. She'd just gotten this apartment in North Beach and moved in. And she, and this, her parents were there. And they're all in this, I don't know, fourth floor apartment. And this shaker happens. And I remember being on the phone with her and she's like, freaking out. And she's like, oh my God. Even as we were looking out the window, like the light post for minutes afterward was just waggling back and forth. And I just, every time I think about that earthquake, I think about her having moved here and, you know, that immediately hit.
Welcome to the Bay.
Ooh, that was quite a thing. It measured a 6.9 on the Richter scale, killed 67 people and caused more than $5 billion in damage. And I mean, listen, if you were here, you don't need me to tell you, but there used to, where the Embarcadero is now, there was a two-tier highway. I mean, that's gone now. Incredible. So 35 years ago today, that earthquake, if you were here, it's a day to remember. Today's also National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Which I don't need to do that. If all the things, I keep my desktop on my virtual area clean. But I know people, I'm like, how would you ever find it? It's like every file that you own is right there on your. So how do you ever find anything?
I don't know. You're talking to the guy that has 167,000 unread emails.
That is
emails
true.
On
yeah, but
phone.
At least they're all in one place and you obviously never look at them. So
yeah,
I don't think that's. Do you keep your desktop nice and clean, Ben?
Super clean. And frankly, you know, he has mentioned a couple things about his mental health or whatever issues he might have, but they're not that bad because I would lose my, you know what, if I had a red dot on my phone with 176,000 anythings.
Right. I'd be like, how do I delete the mail app?
I just need to take this phone and throw it in the bay and start over because that is ridiculous. Like, how do you not go... This is garbage. I've got to go through this stuff.
I you never know. I guess I'm an electronic hoarder. I like to keep everything. Like when you mentioned the guy that threw away his hard drive, I've got hard drives from 15 years ago that I'll never look at or use, but I keep them because you never know.
You do, actually. You've never looked at them. Yeah. You know that you're not going to. You just said it.
They get moved every time I move. And I have boxes that never get opened. But
oh, my God. I'm familiar with the boxes that never get opened. Why would I bother to unpack? This job is definitely not going to last. Ugh, that feeling. Radio. The early days of radio.
Yikes. Oh, I love our listeners. They're so in, like, on all the stuff that's happened over the years. 415 says, Sarah, can you please not beat up any old men at the blackjack tables this weekend?
In Reno? I'll try. I'll do my best.
That is a throwback. Yeah. I was sitting right there watching her hit this guy, and she thinks
was that
he's
in Lake
like
Tahoe.
It was.
Yeah.
And she's like thinking that everyone's having a great time, and he's getting more and more bummed because she's hitting him like, oh my God, oh my God.
Ah! Oh, like physically hitting
him. Yeah, hitting him. Like they're playing cards together, but this guy's not with us, and he's getting bummed as she's like having the time of her life.
And he's not.
He's not.
He's not. Yeah. It's like Vinny's favorite story.
It's not. They've texted it in.
Oh, thank you.
415 texted that in. That was, I'd said,
thanks,
our listeners.
415. Appreciate it.
Vinny's favorite story.
Well, you immediately told it. I mean,
right.
You didn't have to tell it. All right. So let's start with this is a terrible story. Liam Payne of One Direction, 31 years old, has died. He fell from a balcony in Argentina, a third floor balcony. Police are saying they don't know if it was an accident or intentional. He has said in the past that he's had suicidal thoughts. He's definitely had some substance abuse problems. And he had, I don't know. None of us know yet. And who knows if we'll ever know. Sometimes these things are never explained. But there's some stuff that's gone down. He was in Argentina to attend a show by Niall Horan. That's a former bandmate. One Direction star, One Direction fans know all about this. He has a new girlfriend, and her name is Kate Cassidy, and she's a model, very cute, and she was there for a couple weeks, but she left a few days ago, and he stayed on. An ex-girlfriend named Maya Henry recently got a restraining order against him, saying that he was harassing her. They split up in 2022. She had accused him of cheating. There's a few women in his past, and one of them, I think it's this Maya Henry girl, and she was like, he forced me to have an abortion, and then he left me. So, and now I think it's the same girl saying, he's been harassing me. We broke up in 2022 and she got a restraining order for him. He was active on social media right up until the day of his death. His post didn't indicate that he was having any issues. And then they get into the history of the band. One Direction was created by Simon Cowell on the British show, The X Factor. After the band split up, he released his first, they were only together. I think they were together like maybe 6 or so years. And then they broke up and they all started putting out solo stuff. So he released his first EP in 2018. This is Liam Payne. And his first album came out in 2019. His latest single, Teardrops, came out earlier this year. So he also, from The X Factor, he was dating one of the judges on that show. And I'm not sure if the Cheryl Cole was part of why he rose to fame. Like, was she one of the judges at the time? I don't really know about the British X Factor.
I thought that Simon Cowell put those boys together. Like, they were a manufactured boy band, and Simon Cowell was the puppet master of that whole thing.
Right, but they were on the X Factor, so I don't know if she was one of the judges on the X Factor at that time, because that was around 2010, or if they met afterward because he continued to be affiliated with the show.
Oh, okay.
So they have like a 7-year-old kid together.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So Liam has a 7-year-old son with his former girlfriend. She's also a singer and an X Factor judge. Her name is Cheryl Cole. There are a lot of tributes rolling in and people's thoughts and feelings. One of the first people to say anything was Paris Hilton. I click on the Paris Hilton thing. I'm like, oh, let me see what Paris is. She does this one line and then right back to promoting, you know, then the next shot is just her in more skimpy clothes. That's just, she is so much, I couldn't believe it. I went on her Twitter page and I was like, oh my goodness, she really is just very much, boy, she's beautiful. She's just, the wind machine is going. She's barely wearing clothes.
What did she post about him?
Just, you know, oh, sorry that my friend died. Oh. Or something, you know, like a sentence. No, like, you know, tear coursing down her. You would think she's so dramatic. So TMZ, by the way, posted pictures of this guy dead. They showed parts of his dead body.
Oh.
And then people were like, what are you doing? And they were like, oh. So now the only pictures, I went over to TMZ because, of course, you go there. Luckily, I didn't see that. I would not have wanted to see that. The picture I saw is, it's clearly someone's up on the balcony in question looking down, and you can see where he landed, and there's like a tent over him. And they even blurred something coming out of the side of the tent. Mm. I know. So Liam Payne of One Direction, he is dead at age 31.
He's a nice kid. I was thinking about it today. I forgot I met him and Niall when I worked at another radio company.
Oh.
And it was when they were both going solo. And they were both super sweet, nice kids, at least from what I remember. Kids, whatever, they were in their 20s.
He was having some trouble yesterday before all this happened at this hotel in Argentina. Someone at the hotel called 911 or whatever the Argentinian equivalent of 911 is to report an aggressive male at the hotel lobby. Something about like smashing a laptop and just not acting erratic in the hotel lobby, smashing his laptop, and had to be carried back to his room. So this is
drugs and alcohol.
Like, yeah, I mean, this mm-hmm. could be an accident. He could have leaned over and fallen off.
When I was in Mazatlan on my senior trip, someone fell off a balcony.
Ugh.
I don't know who it was.
Someone from your school?
No, I don't know.
Just someone.
But it's the partying and the... I'm not saying that's what happened to this guy. I don't know if he jumped or if he fell, but the number of people having fun over on their balconies and talking to the balcony above them and talking to the balconies below them, and I can climb down there. Watch. If there's a lot of that. And this was, you know, a senior trip, so it was kids. I don't know what's going on in Argentina, but it sounds like he was wasted.
The one thing that was in the article was that his girlfriend had left, and then he checked himself into a hotel room. And I could say from my drinking days, if my wife left and I checked myself into a hotel room, I'm going on one. I mean, that was...
Later for you, right?
Yeah, I'm going to drink the way I want to drink because nobody's here to tell me different.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about... I guess in June of 2021, he admitted he struggles with alcohol and prescription drug addictions. At one point, when this is something he admitted that he made sound like was in the past, a struggle with alcohol and prescription drug addictions. At one point when One Direction was on tour, he said things got so bad he had severe suicidal thoughts. Oh, and here's the apparently earlier this week, there were some reports about this ex-fiance, Maya Henry, who got a restraining order against him, alleging that he'd left her after asking her to get an abortion. And I guess her attorneys have been trying to send him a cease and desist letter. No idea if that's what triggered the crazy behavior at the hotel. Only 31 years old. I'm sure that we'll get more details and everyone will speculate, including us. But that is that's the big wowza today. It's so sad. You know, John and I were hanging out yesterday and we're sitting down and having our little soda time that we have, a little sody time. And I didn't have my phone on me. He goes, oh, do you know who Liam Payne is? And I was like, I think he's a boy band guy. He's like, yeah, he just died. So I'm sure everybody got their news alerts.
31 is very young.
Too young. Really, really terrible. I'm sorry to hear it. Here locally in San Quentin, W. Kamau Bell, who had a show. What's the name of his show? On, let's see. I don't see his. I've seen him do some stuff, and he's almost like an investigator. He's a comedian, but he goes in. He like investigates things and sort of does
United Shades of America.
There it is. All
yeah.
Right. So there was a San Quentin talent. It's a star-studded festival, they're calling it here. Seinfeld was there at San Quentin. And they're saying that filmmakers who participated in the first major film festival held at San Quentin Rehabilitation Center. I guess these experts have been stopping by and giving classes and giving guidance. And some of these inmates made movies.
Okay.
I volunteer for a charity. I'm a mentor for folks who have gotten out of jail, and we put them into a 6-month program to learn how to do film, podcasting, all that kind of stuff. And we have a different class every year. And I worked with a lot of guys in prison at San Quentin. They have a podcast that is very popular that's done out of San Quentin. So there's they let them, you know.
Who does it?
The inmates do. The inmates,
they do?
Yeah, and they tell their stories. And
since they're unable to hire people from outside, most of the incarcerated participants make documentaries about their time in San Quentin.
It's called Ear Hustle, by the way.
What's it called? Ear Hustle?
Ear Hustle's the podcast.
Oh. Okay.
W. Kamau Bell is the person who sort of did the dive on this. He said, this was a quote from him I thought was interesting. Remember, there are more black men in therapy by percentage in San Quentin than there are black men in therapy on the outside. So these are very self-actualized, sensitive human beings who are smart and hardworking and are given the opportunity here to make film. The festival took place last week and Kerry Washington was there and comedian Jerry Seinfeld. And some of the films apparently are going to be available for viewing in the near future. So if this is something that interests you, you may want to Google that and check that out. Maybe it's right up your alley. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we've got the power outage warnings and elections around the corner and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Alice in Winterland. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com. They're going fast. Do not miss out on this. And today at 8.05 and 9.05, be listening to our show. We'll give you keywords to text to our contest line, 20357. And you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison, December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. It's time for Boo at the Zoo at SF Zoo and Gardens. The city's most popular kid-friendly Halloween event takes place on October 26th and 27th. Dress up for the costume contest, dance at the Frankenstop Stomp Dance Party, see animals, and enjoy their pumpkin treats. That's SF Zoo and Gardens, everyone. Boo at the Zoo.
That's good times right there.
Okay, here's what's happening. Should be beautiful today. Sunny and 70s, although that wind is possible. And there are also possible power outages, as in shutdowns, turnoffs, brownouts, whatever you want to call them. Go to pg&e.com and put in your zip code if you are anywhere in the area that could be turned on. And that way you know
right
when it's coming.
Yes.
And the warning I would give people is, first, find out if you're in the shutout areas, and then don't go food shopping. I know that sounds, but they're going to turn you off.
Right.
Everything in your fridge is going to go bad. So PG&E.com, PG&E Alerts is where you can go. There's a spot right there. It's colored on the main page. It says possible public safety power shutoffs. Mm. Enter your zip code.
That's handy. That's great.
It works. And so that is what I highly recommend for the areas that you know who you are.
Right.
Okay, so there is that.
Sometimes you don't know who you are, too. Like, there have been some pretty crazy, like, that just felt like a sort of a semi-urban neighborhood, and it's gone.
I actually thought that my neighborhood would be among the shutoffs, and so far it hasn't been mentioned.
Oh, that's
so
great. Nothing burning near you right now?
Nope, not that I know of.
Right. Ding, ding. Wait, where's the... Oh, there's wood right there. You're a little... Yeah. You need to knock on wood for sure.
But yeah, it's just a thing that, what did I just do?
Uh-oh. Is it a computer problem?
Oh no.
I opened
a fresh page, so it was just the one. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Gave me a heart attack.
Oh my! Gave me a heart attack.
Gave me a heart attack.
If,
like, a heart attack.
If the internet goes away, this show is ending.
There's
for the,
only
the day.
One story in front of me. How's that possible?
That was
a mistake. Okay.
What did I do?
All right.
User error.
Now, last night, despite having had a pretty busy day, I went, I got to watch Survivor right now because I want to watch the football game tomorrow night. So there is Thursday night football.
Oh.
Denver versus New Orleans. 5:15 game time.
So you were able to stay up until 9:30?
I get it early.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you're so...
I'm not lucky.
So loud.
I have to watch the commercials.
Yes.
You cannot fast forward.
Oh, that sucks.
And so I actually did stay up late. Because I started at, I don't know what time, but it's an hour and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can't fast forward.
Right.
But I got through the whole thing. I know who got voted off. I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Maddie, we're going to watch it tonight.
Yep.
So Thursday night football, Denver versus New Orleans, 5:15 game time. The baseball playoffs continue. Two games today.
Oh.
New York Yankees versus Cleveland at 2 p.m., Dodgers versus Mets, 5 p.m. Baseball stoked because other than Cleveland, they've got big market games for right. The World Series ahead of them. So,
is there a chance it goes to a Mets-Yankees?
Yeah, there is a chance it goes Mets-Yankees. But even Yankees-Dodgers will also do well in the ratings because they're sure. Two big cities. So,
I guess they probably prefer that, right?
I'll take anything but Cleveland. Mm. Cleveland!
I'm sure it's a very valuable market, Vinny. Don't minimize Cleveland's contributions to the world.
Real quick. So we are 2.5 weeks away from the election.
Mm.
It's right around the corner. We've gone from the marathon to the sprint now. We're in the final days. I've got my mail in. I meant to do it over the weekend, but we were busy. But it's happening. Right now, you can start dropping off your mail-ins. And then, you know, election day is Tuesday. Again, 2.5 weeks from now.
Right.
I'm ready for it to be over.
Yes. Well, just be nice to move forward.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Mm. 1 in 5 Americans say they're sad this election season's coming to an end.
It is a lot of people's hobby, it seems.
It is, and it has become that.
Yeah.
I know that.
It's hard to fill those long, empty days when you won't have the constant, you know, don't worry. They've got 24-hour news channels that will keep this alive for you. Enjoy.
Election day is less than 3 weeks away, and most of us are thrilled that the nonstop political ads, mailers, spam calls, texts, signs, and social media posts will finally die back down. But not everybody. 1 in 5 say they're sad that it's coming to an end.
They are having fun
with the election. They enjoy this stuff.
Amazing. You know what? Good for them. I suppose if that's what it takes to fill your days, maybe you feel very popular because of all the texts and emails you're constantly getting. Like, oh my God, these people really love me. I'm going to send them some money.
Well, I do know.
It's amazing.
There are people passionate about their causes, and I'm with that.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. If you're out there, you know, pounding the pavement and doing the work and trying to make your thing happen, I'm all for it. We helped our local... Christina's friend, Krista Jett, is running for city council. She's a pediatric nurse. She's a mom. She has time for this. And she wants to make a difference. And we're like, yeah, you're awesome. We'll vote for you. I think those people are rad. That's great. I also don't want to live in that world, though, full time.
It seems exhausting, too. Just like, I mean, even for your friend, Krista, who's running, like, that's just a perfect example of only busy people have time for the thing that you need to get done. Like, she has enough on her plate. She's a mom and a pediatric nurse, and she's going to be some kind of city council member.
I told you, I was talking to her husband for quite a while the mixer was on. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said, because he's fully 100% supporting her, but he's like, well, the good news is if we lose, then we're going to have a lot more time in our lives. And I was like, I feel that.
Yeah. So what you're saying is he hopes she loses?
No, I'm saying that there's an upside. But
to not having that 10,000 things heaped on your plate.
But when you talk to someone who believes and who is actually stepping out from behind their computer and saying, I'm going to affect change. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to be there.
I feel like I can help. I want to. I want to be part of the change.
Why wouldn't you want that? And why wouldn't you root for that? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
67% of people, though, say they can't wait for this to be over.
Yeah. Enough already.
So there it is. 2.5 weeks until election day. Elsewhere in the poll, 43% say they've just heard too much about the election. 33% said they've heard enough to have information they need to make their choice. That's a weird one. The undecided vote right now is really it's very hard to understand.
It is difficult to understand. But in my world that I wish was around, everybody gets to have the opinion that they want and gets to do the research that they want to do and make the decision that they want to make. And it's a secret ballot. No one knows. And you just, we all go back to going about our business.
Right.
With our actual hobbies.
Listen to this. So I am a big Apple Watch fan.
Yeah, you love
it. I like it.
Surprisingly, right?
Yeah, I didn't go into it thinking I'd like it.
Yeah. They've a lot of their products are like that. Like, oh, I will never, who would ever need that? And then, I love it.
Now, one of the problems with the Apple Watch for me personally is I just don't like stuff on me.
Yeah.
I'm not a big jewelry guy.
Oh, that was really nice.
So for me, I do need to know what time it is. It's nice to have everything coming through my watch when I'm in the ocean. Despite the fact that I want to be busy with that, I also need to be reachable because I've got two little kids and a wife and things.
Yeah.
So,
well, it works fine. It also is very nice if, you know, you need to know what time it is. That is one of the functions.
I completely get off on spinning my rings. Right. I know that's not the best way to word that, but I do. I see my rings and I've spun them and I'm like, watch it go zing, 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 zing.
That's actually one of the reasons I got rid of my watch.
What is that? What do you mean?
So you get it, like, if you stand up 12 times a day or whatever it is, you get one ring is completed. There's another one just, like, existing, I think. And then there's one that's for, I don't know. I don't know what that is for.
It's a calorie counter and an exercise counter.
And then
counter.
Exercise. So you tell your watch that you're exercising. You say, you can probably pick surfing.
It actually knows. You don't even have to tell it.
Oh, really? Yeah. So as long as your heart rate gets elevated.
I just set the thing to waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little drip you have to hit. I set that. I just go surfing.
And it
over
knows.
The course of the time, it knows my exertion. And most of the time, I'm paddling pretty hard.
Yeah.
Especially if it's big.
And at first, I was like, it's making me do all these things. Like, I kept beeping at you, like, time to stand up. Time to stand up, move around. I'm like, Jesus, this thing's a pain in the ass. And then it is fun to see your rings go, but then it becomes this thing where now you have to close your rings. I'm like, am I really going to walk 90 feet down the street and 90 feet back so that I can get those final steps in there? And
I have.
I was like, get this off of me. I don't need this.
I have no shortage of self-control problems, but I can tell you this. This is, my wife is the person who will go, I'm only like 1 minute from closing the ring. I'm going to go run outside real quick. I'll be back. That's my wife.
Yeah. You gotta get that ring closed. But why? Is it because someone like, she does it every day. That's amazing.
I never care about that part. I love to spin them. Mm. But if I miss, I'm the only person who knows and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I know I was busy and I would have exercised if I could. Back to the watch though. Apple Watch Vitals can predict colds, flu, and COVID days before they hit.
Oh.
Now, this comes from wearing the watch at night, which I cannot and will not do.
Well, at some point, don't you have to charge it, too?
That's part of it. It charges pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I think the people who wear it at night might just take it off in the morning, put it on the charger, go shower.
Do their thing and then
put it back and then
on.
It's ready to go when they get
it
ready to walk
fast.
Out.
It charges that fast.
It charges pretty quick.
Yeah.
But there are multiple metrics outside the typical range that this thing is checking while you're sleeping. There's also other stuff included, like medicines you might be. It's like a really, it's getting pretty rad, this.
Or invasive. I mean, where does that information go? That's my thing would be just like, wow, all this information. And I mean, is it being sold to drug companies or?
I don't know.
The dark web, I mean, just don't know.
You could be right.
Hopefully I'm not.
This person says, I started using Vitals when it first came out on the beta, and since then I've gotten sick about twice And they say here that the watch told me in advance.
Oh.
Things had changed.
Oh, my God. It somehow knows. Does it have like a needle in you or something?
And what it says is like overnight vitals, and it'll show two outliers, two specific things you should check. It's really neat that you can find this information. Now, I agree, though. Like, I did not realize 23andMe would end up being this database of everybody's stuff and that families would find out that the lie they've been keeping about their adopted child is now out.
Right. Like, or that you're not my father.
All that stuff is happening out there in a way that you cannot believe. Like, those stories are...
They're tearing families apart, also bringing families together.
But it's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of them. And then I just recently heard 23andMe might be up for sale. And then you go, okay, so now we're talking about all of these this database of info. And if they said, yeah, I don't know if they're going to sell. I don't know if they sell to someone that is trustworthy. We have gone down that road.
I doubt they sell it to someone trustworthy.
We've gone down that road many times without knowing where it's headed.
Right.
And that includes even Facebook. People were taking little quizzes. Isn't it fun? I'm this golden girl. It turns out you just gave everybody election information.
Right. Somehow that turned into 900 data points about you. We have a digital version of you somewhere, and you are definitely supposed to be buying this.
So I don't know, Sarah, what to tell you about the Apple Watch vitals. Maybe it isn't good, but in this case, they're saying...
If you can catch a cold early, you could start with the zinc, right? Doesn't that rush a cold through?
Maybe, or yeah,
you
I don't know.
Not to go see your Nana.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give her a cold.
So anyway, Apple Watch, this thing called Vitals seems to be...
And this is now available.
It's now available. It's high-tech health, everybody. I love it.
Yeah. But you would have to wear it at night, you're saying.
Yeah, I don't wear it round the clock, so no way.
John will love this.
I feel like I'm being choked out. I know that's
because there's a thing around your wrist.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta stop that palm breathing. I definitely know people who will love this. I'm going to tell John about that today.
Disneyland. So we've been giving away Disney passes. It's the biggest thing.
More in 15 minutes.
People love this.
Yes.
Disneyland and Disney World are launching a new skip the line service called Lightning Lane Premier Pass.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, what's that going to cost me?
It's going to cost you.
Yeah.
But you're also going to get to walk right into the front of the line. So what is that worth to you? If you have one day at the park and you just want to be able to go on as many rides as possible and you don't want to wait any time, what would people pay for that?
I mean, that's going to be, that's so much money. I don't know. My guess is like a day pass, I don't even know what the price is, $300 or $400? It's like a lot, right? For one person to be at the park?
For the purpose of this broadcast, I can't even get into all the differences because like, for example, in Orlando at Disney World, there's a bunch of different parks and there are different prices for the Lightning Pass for each park. And I guess one of them has the main rides and then there's different levels going from there. At Disneyland, which is the one I've been to a million times, and I started my work life at Disneyland.
Yeah.
That was my first job. They say that for the remainder of 2024, the Lightning Lane Premier Pass will be $400 per day per person.
So I'm looking at the cheapest single day ticket is $104. So,
and then you get add on the Lightning Pass.
Right.
Boom.
So that you have to buy the ticket and then the Lightning Pass, or is the Lightning Pass the ticket?
I think this is an upgrade.
Okay. So this is, so you're talking about $500 per person per day.
Well, you
ish.
I'm reading a news story and I'm tipping you off to some way. If you're getting a day in the park. And you will have to buy this in advance, too, by the way. These things are going to sell out. Everything Disney does sells out. You have to know that, right?
Yes.
So the Lightning Lane Premier Pass is starting on October 23rd, it looks like. And that, I don't know how far in advance it's already sold or if they've even opened it for sale. But look into it. If you're headed there for the holidays, this could be the thing.
Because this can't be, they can't sell too many of these.
No, they won't. They in fact say very specifically that it will be a limited number of Lightning passes available.
It would have to be, right? Because you're, how mad would you be if you bought a Lightning pass and now you're still waiting behind 20 people in the Lightning pass line?
Yeah, also a stream of Lightning passes walking through as your line, the main line, hasn't moved 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, you're mad about that.
Oh, my God.
These people just keep coming up and taking our place.
So there's a limited number of those. But anyway, Lightning Lane entrances are going to be in place starting October 23rd at Disneyland.
And they're about $400.
Looks like
extra.
It. Yep.
Wow.
And well,
it's, I mean, look, if you're rich, you're psyched. You're like, yay, I don't have to pretend to be in a wheelchair anymore. Because people do that, too. Not cool.
No, that is.
I can just splash out the money.
No, that is not cool. You're right.
We don't like that.
Let's see here. Our text number is 800-400-3697. What are you talking about, Vinny? It shows breaths per minute. What else does it show? According to the article I read, it's Apple Watch vitals, and it shows a bunch of other stuff.
Like it's maybe taking, blood oxygenation.
It's taking a bunch of readings while you sleep. And they're saying in that article, that's what I'm talking about. The article is telling me that Apple Watch can notify you in advance if you're starting to get sick. There are changes in advance of your actual symptoms.
That it can figure out. Incredible. Incredible.
510 says, and this is a text.
Okay.
Yep. 23andMe sold our info to NDNA to China. It was sold right before or during COVID. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know what China's going to do with our DNA info, but I really am a little upset that they have it now.
925 says, Sarah, you can turn the exercise part off.
No. That was the whole reason I was even wearing it, but the guilt was really getting to me. I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Just so we're not giving out disinformation, it has not been sold. That was a satirical article that made the rounds.
Oh, good.
Oh. Yes.
Well, actually, though.
It was not sold to China, at least.
I
not
did
to the
read
Chinese
an
government.
Article that it might be up for sale. That's why when they said it sold, I went, oh, boy, I guess I'm late.
So you're saying that's one of those. The Onion or something.
Just like, hey, welcome to the internet.
It goes back to, though, here you are thinking, this will be fun, and you don't even think about in the process of what am I? Yeah, am I really Italian? Let's find out. And then later you realize, I gave him everything.
Yeah. I didn't or you're even the Golden State it. Killer, and you're just hanging
I know
out.
That guy.
I got away with it, everybody. And then,
yeah,
nope.
He would have, and then he does a DNA test. Damn fool. Or did he do it, or did like some relative
of his? One
of his
relatives did it. So.
And it was close enough that they were like, that has enough.
Yeah,
match points that we're going to go talk to that person.
That's what happened, yeah.
Yikes.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Disney passes right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.